A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. I've begun meeting with some local friends every week to discuss, to interrogate, to explore the Christian faith. And these friends, they don't identify as Christians. They don't have any faith, but they're curious and they're open to honest conversation. And at our last get-together, they asked me about the second coming. Now, that's in the Apostles' Creed. It's the belief that Jesus is going to come back one day to judge the living and the dead. And I'll be honest, when they asked me about that, I wasn't ready for that conversation. I wasn't ready for it to go there. In our conversations, we've been meeting every week, every Sunday. We haven't gone that deep into Christian doctrine. And I was caught off guard. I wasn't sure where that conversation was going to go. Have you ever shown your favorite movie to a friend who's never seen it? Right? If you've done that, you know you start feeling insecure about your favorite film. You think you see the flaws in the movie that you hadn't seen before. You're worried they're not going to feel the same way about it. Or maybe they won't like it at all. That's what I was feeling at our last conversation. And I kept wondering, would discussing the second coming be one weird belief too far? Right? Would these conversations that have been so wonderful, would they come to an abrupt end? Then I started thinking and feeling, why even talk about this at all? And reflecting on today's readings, I bet St. Peter felt a lot of these emotions. In our Acts reading, Peter is explaining his recent conversation with Cornelius the Gentile. You see, Cornelius was a Gentile seeking God. And so Peter went to his home to talk to him. And to faithful Jewish people at that time, this was a no-no. You don't do this. At that time, Jews weren't allowed to even touch Gentiles, let alone spend time with them. It was against their traditions. It was against everything that made them Jewish. But Peter went to Cornelius. He crossed those lines. And I'm sure it was super uncomfortable. But why did Peter do it? Well, he talks to Cornelius because he had been given the gift of salvation through Jesus, and he was called by God to share that gift with others. And do you know why God called Peter to do this? Because this is love. Peter needed to understand that, and so do we. Do you know what love is? Well, in 1 John chapter 4, verse 10, this is what it says. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Love is Jesus as an atoning sacrifice. Do you know what an atoning sacrifice is? For hundreds of years, ancient Israelites were commanded by God to sacrifice a perfect little lamb for the forgiveness of their sins. The lamb was a sacrifice of atonement, which means the lamb took their sins, and when the lamb died, the sins died with the lamb, bringing reconciliation with God. The relationship broken with God was made whole. And Jesus is the Lamb of God who heals our broken relationships with God. All those other little lambs were signs meant to point us to Jesus. Because only Jesus has the power to heal what is broken in our lives. And Peter knew that. He had experienced that healing. He was one of Jesus' best friends, and yet he betrayed him when Jesus needed him the most. And Jesus died alone. But after the resurrection, Jesus comes to Peter, and he forgives him, and he heals him. that forgiveness was the love of God made visible, and it transformed Peter's worst moment in his life into a fountain of life and love. The love of Jesus is his giving his life for us, and his love calls us to do the same for others. So Peter, the betrayer who was healed, was sent to Cornelius to share with him the gift of salvation in Jesus. Now, we don't know what in his life needed healing. We just don't know that about Cornelius. But he definitely needed something because he was desperately calling on God, enough that Jesus sent Peter. And there are other Corneliuses in the world, deeply seeking for God. They're seeking for answers to the big questions of life. And I know this because really, we're all Cornelius with wounds in need of healing. We need hope. I mean, we know this is true, and it says so in our Revelations reading. Today, this is what we heard. It said, "He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." That will happen one day. But the fact is that we currently live in the old order. Our world is full of tears that no medicine, no political policy, no amount of success can wipe away. We can't cure death. And there's so much mourning and crying and pain. But our hope is in Jesus, the Lamb of God, who begins the healing of the world in our lives as we trust in him. So you tell me, is it loving in the end if I hang out with my friends and I share drinks and laughs with them and I make food for them, and yet I never mention the one who can wipe the tears from their eyes and save them from death? Listen, if I know that they've been hurt in their life and they have a pain and a wound that only Jesus can heal, and if the cure for death is found in the life, death, resurrection of Jesus, I'm going to ask you right now, am I loving if I never share this hope with them? Jesus says, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." Just as Jesus has loved us and come to us to share his love and his life with us, so we must share that love with others. And it's not a suggestion. It's a command. It's the sign by which we will be known as followers of Jesus. There is no substitute for this. The love of God isn't simply being nice to others or being unassuming and polite. The love of God is found in God rescuing his people from slavery in Egypt and then raising Jesus from the dead. The whole story of God's love for us, and it has to be shared, it has to be heard, it has to be understood to be love. And if you're a follower of Jesus, that's because he has forgiven you. He has healed you in order that you would forgive others and love others by sharing his love with them. The story of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who will one day come to judge the living and the dead. Because he will wipe every tear from their eyes, there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. And he will dwell with them. And they will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. If we want this healing and love in this world, then we have to share Jesus with those around us. Just like Peter, we have to risk the awkwardness and the discomfort, because it's in those moments that you are shown to be a disciple of Jesus And that is the love of God. So why don't we pray together? Gracious and loving God, we thank you that you have come to us in our brokenness and our need and shared your life and love with us. God, I ask that you help us as we receive this love, not just to keep it to ourselves, but to share it with those around us in a way that is loving, winsome, credible. And we pray that you help us do this, not only for our great good, but for your greater glory. And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen.